Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Every time I get a chance to talk to you, I get up, ladies and gentlemen. I get excited. I get worked up. I get all a Twitter over the opportunity to talk to you about your small business, whether it's the one you have in your head or the one you have around you, depending on where you are, whether you're home-based or about to be or not, whether you have other plans for your business, whatever it may be. I get excited about it. And somebody else who's the same way is our good friend Beverly Williams. Beverly is an original member of the Brain Trust and basically an original member of the show, having been with me since the first week or so that we were on the air. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. She is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen quite properly and but quite late by the SBA, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, we were reading an article the other day about all the wonderful things you can do in Western Maryland, in Garrett County, Maryland.
Mm. Oh, good.
I forgot what magazine it was in, but Beverly lives in Garrett County. Folks, what they call it, Deep Creek Lake Country?
Deep Creek Lake area, yeah, Western Maryland. Oakland is, is the town, but the resort area is, there's a Wisp ski area here, and
yeah.
Lots of state parks, lots of stuff to do year-round.
But you guys have been covered up with snow this year, haven't you?
We have. It was really interesting. We started off in October with some snow and then didn't have any in November and December and the first part of January, and we've made up for it since then. We got a foot just yesterday.
So you wake up in the morning with a foot of snow on the ground, and you say, I don't have to go anywhere. I just have to walk upstairs to my little loft office and go to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I decide to take a snow day, but that's rare. I mean,
Do you ever walk out on your deck and wave with a little glee at the people who are driving to work? Do you ever do that?
Well, I can't even walk out on the deck right now. There's so much snow.
Well, see, that would be kind of hateful if you did that, though, Beverly.
Yes, it would. It would. Yeah, I think about it, though.
The poor schmucks having to drive to work, and there you are. Just you could put your headphones on. That way, you know, you could actually be working while you were doing that.
There you go. I could do that.
You've been teaching an entrepreneurial course, I know, at one of the local colleges. Mm-hmm. What have you been seeing? Some of your charges, some of your peeps. What have they been telling you?
Well, it's really interesting. I had a class of 25 the other night, which is one of the largest classes that I've had in a long time, and so I think that's indicative of what's happening again in the resurgence of people trying to start their own businesses. About half of them, see, out of 25, I think I counted either 13 or 14, depending on whether you counted one couple as one or two, were going to be or already are home-based. So that fits right in with the SBA statistics of about 53% of all small businesses are home-based.
I've got an answer for your one or two thing, Beverly.
Okay.
Right now, as they're trying to build their business and they're excited, it's their one. If the business doesn't go well, they might become two.
Yes, we had a discussion about that possibility. It was interesting because there were a number of couples in there, some who had been married a long time and were either starting a business or already running it, and a couple of young couples. And it's always interesting to see the difference in attitude in the ages. I'll talk about that more in a minute. But the of the ones that were home-based and had already started, and there were about four or five of them, we talked about what some of the issues were for them. Only one had already looked into extra insurance. The others had assumed their homeowner's insurance would cover them.
Ah.
Only one had looked into...
Incorrectly, by the way.
That's correct, yes. Only one had checked on whether or not they were legally allowed to operate a business from their home, had not checked with the local authorities or even with their homeowners association. So you could just see the panic on some people's faces.
But, of course, now, in your case, you didn't check with anybody, did you?
Oh, yes, I did.
You did, even though you're kind of out in the county and out there where nobody can really see you?
But we belong to a homeowners association.
Before we
bought the land, I found out who the president of the association was and stopped and talked to him.
Yeah, but you're kind of a Nazi about stuff like that.
You're right, I am. I have to, you know, it's one of those things where I better be doing what
I'm
saying.
You better be walking the talk, hadn't you?
Yeah, I have to walk the talk. But it was very important to me to know that I could legally, because I was going to be living under a homeowners association. I had already checked in the county. I'm not in an incorporated area, so I checked with the county government, and there were no restrictions on home-based businesses in my area.
Right.
But the homeowners association.
And boy, am I happy for them that they weren't.
Oh, yes. They would have had.
They have no idea, the wrath of Beverly. They didn't want that rain down on them, I can tell you that.
Well, they would have gotten quite an education, that's for sure.
I know they would have.
These are all things that people do not traditionally think about. When they first start up their home-based businesses, so many people just simply say, hey, it's my home, I can do what I want, mm-hmm. or at least this is a subconscious thought. And they begin work, and then suddenly they may find out that they're operating illegally or that they have a catastrophe happen and find that their homeowner's insurance does not cover them. And so I was really glad for all these people to be in the class last week to be able to warn them ahead of time and for those who already were operating, to give them a heads up that they better do it now.
I wonder if these people appreciate how cool it is to have somebody like you teaching them this course. I hope they do. You tell them I said that.
Okay, I will.
How were they doing with their cash management, Beverly?
That was a major issue for a number of people, and at least two of them had had prior management experience of businesses.
Right.
Sort of similar to my own experience in the past of running a business for someone else but not doing 100% of the background work.
Right.
And the finances a lot of times is the biggie. And that was a major, major issue. So we spent a lot of time talking about, for those who hadn't started yet, what they needed to do from that moment forward and anything they could do from previous actions they had taken for this business, as well as where to get some additional help.
Were you seeing some train wrecks waiting to happen in their responses?
Oh, Lord, I sure was.
Back after these messages, I want you to tell us what that looked like
okay.
and what it sounded like, and we're going to get Beverly to help us with that. And I'm sure it will help you with the cash management of your small business. 20 after, and that's whether it's home-based or not. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. Beverly Williams is our guest. Her book is The 30-Second Commute. Game, the Small Business Advocate, and talking with our good friend Beverly Williams. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. Both of them are there. The newsletter comes on Sunday afternoon. The blog's Monday through Friday. You can come and get the blog, or we'll send it to you, whatever you like. Beverly Williams is our guest. Her book is The 30-Second Commute, and her website is
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Check it out, folks, if you want to know a lot about home-based business. Of course, if you want to know, if you go to my website, too, you'll find a complete body, an incredible 9-year-plus body of work that Beverly has deposited with us in all her wisdom over the years, and we're collecting that and getting ready to create, to introduce you to some new resources that will make getting Beverly's information to you a lot easier and a lot more versatile than ever before. Beverly, we were talking about this class that you're teaching
mm-hmm.
for these young entrepreneurs, these new entrepreneurs, most of them, many of them are, and you were just telling me about some of the things that they were telling you about how they, what they knew about managing cash,
mm-hmm.
and you
mm-hmm.
and it frightened you.
Well, it did. And the scariest piece was that the person who first brought up the issue and how much of an issue it had been for them was an older couple. And this man had had experience running a retail store for years and years before they started this business. And he said that most difficult piece for him, he was very good at marketing and he was good at sales, was handling the cash. And knowing that, you know, things would be cyclical, how do you portion things out so that you don't always have this up and down on your finances? And I said, well, first of all, if you find a real good formula for that, let me know. We'll both get rich.
Because all small business owners, all small businesses are undercapitalized.
Exactly.
That's Blasingame's second rule of second law of small business. Right. All small businesses are undercapitalized.
Well, and for people who have never managed or run a business before, the difficult part, I think, is to see money in the bank and think you can spend it.
Mm-hmm.
That I hear that over and over, and that a young couple that were going to start a home-based business. I could see the look on their face of puzzlement, like, well, why can't you?
Right. It's our money.
Yeah. And I said, you know, it's like looking at your checkbook and saying, well, I still have money because I still have checks in the checkbook.
Right.
You know, I haven't run out yet because I still have checks. That doesn't work.
Well, what they have to understand is that it's not their money.
Right.
It's the business's money that's probably owed to somebody.
Exactly. That's the point. If it's not owed now, it could be owed in the near future before you have some other money to cover it.
Right.
And that is difficult for them to understand. When I polled everybody and said, you know, why do you want to start your own business, whether it's home-based or not, because the home-based is just an additional piece, that, you know, why did you want to start your own business? Every single person in there, and this is typical of every time I go before a group, I want to be my own boss.
Right.
I don't want to do what somebody else tells me to do anymore. Well, the reality is you've got all kinds of people and things controlling what you do, how you do it, when you do it.
When you go from being an employee to an employee to an employer to from an employee to an owner, you swap one boss for about 26 bosses.
You got it.
And that doesn't include your customers.
That's right. And one of the biggest bosses, one of the biggest controllers of your time and energy is going to be managing your money.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing how to manage that can be absolutely vital. You may have the best business idea in the world, and it may just fly right out the door, and money start flying right back in. But if you don't know how to handle your money, you'll be broke very quickly and out of business.
Do you think people start businesses and think it's going to be easy because they already know how to be a consumer? They already know how to manage a checking account?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
And they think that's all business is. It's just a bigger version of that.
Exactly. Well, you know, I've done very well at my job. I know how to do this better than my boss who's telling me to do it differently, and I don't understand why, and I think my ideas are better. And younger people particularly tend to have that attitude of invulnerability, and I will be the first one to say I don't want to squash that at all. I think that kind of enthusiasm is wonderful, but it has to be balanced with practicality and reality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking to an entrepreneur's class at another college next week as a guest speaker, and I think that's going to be the thing that is going to be the biggest issue for them, is not dampening their spirits too much, but helping them face the reality while still encouraging them to follow their dreams.
Well, one thing you could tell them is, I guess you probably do this, is When you had a job and you took your paycheck home, when you looked at that deposit, you knew you couldn't spend all that because you had to pay rent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You had to pay utilities. You had to make a car payment.
Right. And you had to put money aside for emergencies, for purchasing something that you wanted in the future that you couldn't afford right now. But most people think, just put it on my credit card. You know, there was another report last night on the news about the personal debt that people have and how it's compounded, and people do the same thing in business, and particularly home-based businesses. The majority of those are financed by personal credit.
When you come back next time, Beverly, let's talk about how to do a better job of managing this cash.
Okay.
Let's focus on this a little bit more. I like this subject. Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The 30-Second Commute. She and Don Cooper are the co-authors of that, by the way, and it's available wherever books are sold. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Sam Norwood right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.